Welcome to Goonlug. Do you want a piece of me?
Hello, everybody. I'm Dave, and this is Chris.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going? And this is a long overdue podcast number 3, Goonblog the Podcast. Thank you all for joining us today. Today being Saturday, what's the date today?
January something.
Something, 1920?
Yeah, around there.
I kind of lose track.
I know.
It all tends to blur together.
I drank a little too much last night.
I had about 17 Aquafinas last night.
Yeah. A little vodka in there, you reek.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. Well, what are you going to do?
It's all right. All
right. I don't care. I'm not a cop.
It's actually mouthwash.
Yeah. That's what I told my boss yesterday after lunch.
You know, Chris and I went to high school with a kid named Nate, and Nate told me a story once about how he showed up on a Friday reeking of liquor, and his boss came into his cubicle and said, "Excuse me, do you smell like booze?" And Nate turned around to him and goes, "Jesus, I hope not." So that's what I, you know,
that's a good one.
That's where I'm going to take it.
I have an inappropriate story about flatulence in my cube that I'll tell you another time. But
I think you should tell it right now.
When I was in training at the job I was at that I'm still at now, we used to do these. They put us on the phones and we'd talk to customers and stuff. And the trainer was being a real
dick.
She was being a bit of a dick. And I had been out the night before. It was Friday. I had like 1,200 beers down at the 99, shocking, and I had wicked bad gas, so I would deliberately be like, cut a fart and be like, "Hey, Joyce, can you come over here and take a look at this?" I did it to her like 10, 15 times. It
Joyce,
was awesome.
Joyce, I need some training at this specific moment.
So she'd come in my cube and we'd both pretend like it didn't reek of dead skunk
shit. Is there a prostitute corpse in your cubicle right now?
Oh, so that's where all the dead hookers are.
Yeah, that's where they are. I've been looking for them. I knew they were.
Yeah, somewhere. It was bad. It was funny. Poor girl.
It's been a while since we did a podcast, and I've been up in Toronto, and Chris has been dealing with his life. You know, life gets in the way sometimes. I would like to point out that Chris last week asked his girlfriend MOL from the website. You've probably heard him complain about her quite a bit. Asked her to marry him, and she said maybe. We're still waiting for an answer.
Yeah,
actually,
right.
No, she said yes, so yeah. There we go. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you very much. Speaking of sobering up, you know, one of these days she's going to sober up and be all, what did I do now? So, hopefully that day never comes. But I did ask, and she said yes. So
terrific. Well, I'm very happy for you. We're all very happy for you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to leave Chris a congratulatory message, you can do it on our MySpace profile or on the website. Our MySpace profile, by the way, has 388 friends now.
Yeah.
Are you a Goonblog friend?
You
should. You should
be.
Well,
are you now?
How are you now?
How are you now?
How are you now, buddy?
How are you now, buddy?
Well, if you're not a Goonblog friend already, you should be.
Yeah, definitely. I, you know, when you did that MySpace thing, I'm like, this is so gay.
Yeah, it was a little gay.
I'm like, I'm kind of into it. You know, I think it's cool. I think it's really neat.
Well, it's a good way to network with people and meet other hockey fans.
Definitely.
And some of our readers have become MySpace buddies and vice versa. Some of our MySpace buddies have become readers.
Absolutely.
I really like that guy Jason.
Yeah.
He looks like one of the guys that show up at the end of Weird Science, you know, and they they crash the party.
As for your ugly ass, let me tell you something. You don't come into my friend's house with your faggot friends driving your motorbikes all over his floors, breaking windows, making a mess, stinking up the place, and believe me, you do stink.
Definitely.
If you want to see what Jason looks like, I'm kidding. Jason's a handsome man. He's got a beautiful family. He bought a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So we really like Jason.
Definitely. Yeah.
But you can see him on our MySpace profile. He's about, 250 pounds. He's got a mohawk. He's a very formidable looking individual.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I like Todd Screwy St. Louis, too.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen his profile?
Yeah, I have.
Led the CHL in PIMS a few years ago, he's a good buddy, too.
And I believe her name's Sandy. She was like our first MySpace buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And she introduced us to lots of her MySpace buddies who are all hockey people.
Yep.
And she bought a shirt as well.
Yeah.
The main bullet point to take away from this section of the podcast, people, is buy a fucking
shirt. Buy a fucking shirt.
You know how much money we spent to have these things made? Everybody wanted one.
I forgot to bring you a check, too, by the way.
That's all right. It's all right. I'm going to be eating a friggin' cat food for another week.
It's in my other pants. Sorry about that.
It's my other pants.
speaking of buying a shirt, We were thinking about running a contest.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So what is the? I think the contest should be 300 words or more. Who's your favorite goon of all time? We'll announce this in a MySpace bulletin. We'll announce it on the main Goon Blog site. Send us an email. Tell us who your favorite goon of all time is. We're gonna have we're gonna have a contest, and the winner of the contest will get one of our limited edition Ringer shirts, because not all of the t-shirts that we're selling have the blue rings on the collar and the cuffs. So you'll get a limited edition Ringer shirt, and that'll be our gift to you. So send in your...
We might have to get some Ringers made.
Oh, did you give away all the Ringer shirts?
No, we sold all the Ringer shirts.
We sold all the Ringer shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, well, forget I said anything about Ringer shirts. You get a free shirt. They're very nice. And the other thing I'd like to get people to do, if you're Sandy or you're Jason or you're one of our buddies from high school that's bought a shirt, send in photographs of yourself wearing the shirt. We're going to do a little gallery. And if you're a female and you're partial to thongs, I'd like to recommend that you do that pose I like so much, where you're kind of looking over your shoulder, and you can see the back of the t-shirt and possibly the buttocks.
Like the one that Emma did.
Yes.
For the,
well, have you seen Emma, people? If you haven't seen Emma, go to goonblog.com and go to the new t-shirt page that we've created, and you can see our official Goonblog girl, Emma, modeling the shirts provocatively. And I got to tell you, it's a beauty. It's a beauty sight.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Yeah,
really appreciate that.
And the great thing is, it was her idea.
Yeah,
she's like, hey, we saw her at Thanksgiving, and she's an old buddy of ours, and she said, hey, you know what? Let's spice this shit up a little bit. And we said, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And then
you want to wear panties and parade around?
Yeah,
I think she just wanted a t-shirt.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed.
But
she could ask. But
it worked out well for everybody.
Either way, yeah.
It worked out well for
either
everybody.
Either way, so.
I think. Absolutely. I enjoy looking at her in panties.
Hey.
To be honest with you.
Hey.
I think we should have Goonblog thongs made.
Agreed.
I'm sort of on a theme here today, just so that we can see what she looks like in one.
Agreed.
Because I know she'd model it.
Agreed. And Becca said that if we mentioned Mr. Kitty.
Mr. Kitty.
Mr. Kitty, she'd model a Goonblog thong for us.
Really?
Goonblog, I just called it.
Goonblog.
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 Goonblog thong.
Enunciate the consonants, please.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that's good. I think we can even have a Goonblog thong contest, because as long as you are, you have a supple pair of buttocks and you're not a man, send us photos of you.
See, I was going to enter, but...
Were you?
I have a supple buttocks.
That was going to be... Well, they are very supple. Well,
thank you very much.
They're like... You've got an ass like a 10-year-old.
And I do.
And that's why I love it so much.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, well, let's get on to... Before the RCMP barges in here.
Yeah, exactly. For the one person still listening.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for tuning in, Mom.
Yeah, right.
We went to the hockey game on Thursday night, and God damn it, if it wasn't the best hockey game I think I've ever been to in my life.
That was unbelievable. It really was. What an unbelievable game to see. I think that Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Jordan Staal are three of the best young forwards in the NHL. And they just, Malkin, everybody in the building knew he was going top shelf. Toivonen knew he was going top shelf, and he still couldn't do anything about it on those two that he had. Crosby made, two moves where you and I looked at each other and basically, holy shit, did he just do that?
There was the one in the second period where he passed it between his legs from behind, and he didn't score that time, but it was like human beings should not be capable of that sort of hockey playing.
It was incredible. I would have broken both my wrists and fallen down trying to do what he did.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Oh, man.
And let's not take away from our own now hometown boy, little Philly Kessel, pulling out the shootout goal.
Incredible.
And nailing it home for the Bruins.
Incredible.
That place was electric. It was incredible. That was a great game. I know you don't like shootouts.
I don't, and I'm glad you guys talked me into staying, because...
Chris wanted to leave the shootout started. We said, no, Chris, you've paid good money for all of us to be here.
I did. Those seats were awesome, though.
They were great seats.
That was really good.
And the other thing is that the garden was almost full.
Yeah.
I mean, we could only get really, really good seats, because everything else, all the peasant seats were
taken. And good thing we weren't in the peasant seats. How about the brawl up there?
There was an enormous brawl. One of our MySpace buddies, I forget his name, but he loves Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know who you are, Mike J or something.
Yeah, yeah.
He has season tickets, and he I was reading a comment he made on MySpace today. He missed the fight. He didn't even see it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can miss that fight.
That was a brawl. I mean, Boston scored and Pittsburgh scored, didn't
while
they?
The fight while was going on.
While the brawl was still going on.
Yeah, and we talked to a guy, we talked to one of the employees, a guy that works at the beer stand in Section 19 in the loge there.
Woody.
Yeah. What's up, Woody? He saw the fight, and he was telling us about it, because we were right underneath
it. Yeah, right.
All we could see were people, you know, with their backs to the game on the top. What do you call it? Balcony.
Balcony, yeah.
Watching something. We knew something was going on there. And everybody in front of us.
All the cops pointing down and stuff like that. Yeah, everybody in front of us I could see was looking up there.
All of the Century 21 REMAX agents in the gold coats were running up to the top shelf.
That old guy that's got it in for me for
some reason. Yeah, he hates it. What? Tell that story because it's interesting.
I went to the Toronto game with Killer and Cato and the Rob Simpson clone, John Madison.
Yeah.
And me and Killer are just sitting there, and this old-timer comes up to me and says, "We don't use that kind of language in here. We don't talk like that. The next time you say anything like that, you're out of here." And Killer and I look at each other, and Killer goes, "What the hell did you say?" I said, "I didn't say anything." And then this guy...
I haven't said anything for 20 minutes.
Exactly. I'm sitting here watching the game, so... That guy's crazy. Remember he tried to kick those kids out of the seats behind us?
Yeah. And they had tickets? Yeah. The other thing that happened at the game on Thursday night is there was a guy and his son sitting to the left of us, and the chair broke.
All of a sudden,
Daddy was sitting on the cement.
That's right.
That was pretty funny. And also, let's not forget who we were sitting directly behind.
That's right. Mr. and Mrs. Allen. And I believe it was Bobby's wife. Sister and her husband, I think, and they had a couple of friends with them too. So
Bobby Allen's wife is breathtakingly gorgeous.
She is very pretty,
and they were interviewing her, and it was quite exciting. That's how good our seats were.
Yeah,
we were right behind Bobby Allen's wife.
Yeah, those seats were awesome.
They were great.
I think
we should get those seats every day.
Agreed.
You know, it might get a little pricey, but
yeah, 84 and a half. But whatever.
What are you gonna do?
It was worth every penny. That was if there had been an actual fight on the ice. That would have been the best game I've ever been to in my entire life.
Speaking of games that we've been to, either together or otherwise, I was at the game where the Leafs beat the Bruins. 10-2
Yeah,
that was insane. I brought my friend Amy, and she hadn't been to too many hockey games, and you know there were very poor winners there, and very poor losers, and there were these Toronto kids right in front of us. And, you know, they were going nuts and not being very humble at all. And then these Boston kids snuck up behind them in a group and grabbed all of their baseball hats and threw them out onto the ice.
Oh,
and
you're kidding.
If you saw the game stop in the third period, that's why. They were throwing hats out onto the ice.
Oh, man.
There were a couple of skirmishes. And
really?
It was funny. And then I had to fly to Toronto the next morning.
Yeah. So I went to D.C.
And you went to D.C. Yeah. You went to a Capitals game.
I did. Yeah. We went to MOL and I went down there for the weekend and... We went to the Caps game with my friend Ginger and her friend Cindy, and she's actually a customer of mine.
Was Gilligan and the professor with you
as well? Yes, exactly. Okay. We had a hole in the boat, so we made a transistor radio, but nobody could figure out how to fix the fucking boat.
Mrs. Howell is pretty friggin' hot in person.
Yes, striking. So, yeah, we went down there. I always like to see different sporting events and different... stadiums. It's cool. That was a good game.
When I was in Toronto, I went to a University of Guelph women's hockey game at the University of Toronto Arena.
Yeah.
So I saw the Blues versus the Griffins.
Nice.
And my friend Gooch, his girlfriend Elaine Dumas, or Dumas, is a bona fide goon. She was throwing girls around. She scored a great goal.
Awesome.
So I think what I want to do is get some photographs of Elaine and write up her name and put it on the website.
Cool.
I'd like you all to meet Elaine, my little buddy, and she kicks ass every time she plays.
That's cool, man.
She's the sort of Darcy Tucker ish person who can throw their weight around and score goals too.
Sure.
And we'll see what is she going to do? Join the women's hockey league, professional hockey league when she's done?
The NWPHL.
I'd love to say, hey, she's got a great future ahead of her, and you know, but
yeah,
we need to enjoy Elaine while she's playing university. She was actually the Griffin of the Week last year.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. She came to visit in Boston when Gooch came down to visit me, and she had just won the trophy. But I'd never seen her play before. So we'll do a little write-up on Elaine, introduce you to her. And there's some amazing things going on in women's hockey. Yeah. A lot of people don't pay any attention to it at all. They throw it around, and it was exciting. I mean, I when I was invited to the game, I had mixed emotions. I thought it would be boring.
Sure.
You know, I'll be honest, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
Women's hockey has made some tremendous strides. You know, the coverage that they got with the 98 and 2002 Olympics, especially, you know, with 98, the American women winning gold, and in 2002, the Canadian women winning gold. And a Concord resident was on both of those Team USA teams. And Laurie Baker.
Oh.
So, it, you know, for me, I had an interest in it, but, you know, there's no fights, but whatever.
There's some clawing and scratching.
Right, exactly.
And slapping.
Some very mean name calling,
yes.
I'm sure. Those skates totally don't match those gloves.
My God. Hey, we were talking about Killer earlier.
Mm.
Killer's our buddy from Concord, and he hasn't actually written anything yet.
Yeah.
But you've probably seen him in the comments, and he has graciously offered to join the ranks of the Goonblog authors. So it'll be interesting to see what he comes up with. He is a funny kid. He
yeah.
is a funny, funny kid. I'm very anxious to, you know, I'm
yeah,
excited
definitely,
to see what he does.
Definitely. He's a newest member of the Goon Squad, the Goonblog staff, as it were. No real benefits to speak of as far as pay, but the fringe benefits... To say that you're in the Goon Squad, I think is
yeah.
That's
you get to sit in my bedroom on the odd Saturday and reek of booze and talk about hockey, which is you know
right. We should get him to do the next podcast. With
but
us.
We will. We will. That kid.
We'll
that
have
kid
to
is
go
hilarious.
To him though. He's got two kids now. So
yeah. Well, he's also got a wife who can look after the kids. You can pop in here for 2 minutes.
All right, fine.
You know,
jeez.
People to oh,
don't get me started.
I have kids. You know, you're not in a friggin' wheelchair. You have a couple of kids.
Okay.
You know,
take it easy, man. I'm just saying.
Hey.
What? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I have some deep-rooted issues from childhood, apparently.
Yes, Jesus.
You know?
You're here. I need you here.
I need you here. I need you down here.
I need you
okay.
down here.
All right,
so.
All right. Well,
so welcome, Killer.
We don't need to talk about that anymore.
Fine.
Hi, Killer. We're looking
forward
to it.
How's it going?
Get out of the wheelchair. Come in. Do a podcast.
How are you now?
Where does he live, anyway?
Acton.
Yeah,
right around the corner from my place.
Yeah, well, coincidentally, that's why you want me to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it all makes sense.
It's all a ruse.
It's a ruse to get me to act.
Ruse. I could scooter over there.
You could scooter over there. What do you do in when it gets cold and there's some snow? And do you put chains on the front tire?
Yeah,
or?
Obviously.
You know what? You could go snowmobiling with Tom Bino and put a ski.
I could.
Just put a ski
like
right on the front.
Like in Better Off Dead.
Yes.
Nice. I actually took it out a couple weekends ago and did a couple of huge donuts on it. It was cool.
How fast does the scooter go?
Fast enough.
It goes pretty fast.
It's 37.
Uh-huh.
I roll with all the Harley dudes.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You're in no danger of gay bashing them when you're on the scooter. I kid.
Except from you.
Except from me. I kid the gays. You know. I love the gays.
Who doesn't?
I think I have a friend who I actually set up with another dude, and not to play basketball, if you know what I'm talking about.
You know, your son looks like a fag to me. You better get married again, because he's going to wind up with somebody's cock in his mouth before he can say Jack Robinson.
So I'm actually a, what would you call it? I'm a matchmaker. I'm a gay matchmaker.
So between the women's hockey and the gay dating, this has been a great...
it's been a very...
Very great podcast about a site dedicated to goons, thugs, and enforcers, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I've never been confused.
Okay.
Moving right along, let's talk about the Road Hockey Rumble. Let's talk about these guys.
I wish we could get that channel. It's on. I guess what is the equivalent of OLN up in Canada, and the guys they're on our MySpace page.
Yep.
They just launched their Road Hockey Rumble show, and I guess they sent me an email and said you could watch them on TSN.ca.
Yeah.
So I haven't had a chance to look at it, but from the trailer, it looks. Hilarious. Those guys are like, did you watch the trailer at
no.
all? You got to check it out.
Well, what is it?
It's basically these guys that go around. From what I can gather, they're a road hockey team. And they're in the ilk of the Hanson brothers. They just kind of go around and tune each other up. And there's always pushing and shoving. I guess it's two groups of teams. And from what I could gather, hilarity ensues.
Ensues?
Yes.
Well, what we'll do is we'll... You made mention of it in an article, but we'll link to the trailer and
it's linked.
It's already linked.
It's linked.
The problem with the way that Goonblog is laid out is that the middle column is too narrow.
Agreed.
To put YouTube videos in.
Right.
So we can only link to videos.
Right.
And although we're, you know, we're pretty happy with the design and definitely happy with our logo.
Definitely.
We may want to redesign it a little bit so that the content is has a little bit more room.
Yeah. Plus, every now and then when you change it up, I think it brings people. Oh, this is different. Dig around to different stuff. So.
Yeah. Well, when we dig out of the $600 hole that we've gotten ourselves into,
buy a fucking t-shirt,
being the main bullet point
right,
to take
exactly.
away.
I think we should call this podcast 3. Buy a fucking t-shirt.
Buy a fucking t-shirt. I think we will. Speaking of that, we have a podcast specific page now on the site. It's in the top left corner. You can find all of our podcasts, all three of them.
Yeah.
Two and a half, anyway. Archive there. You don't need it. Here's a common misconception. You don't need an iPod to listen to a podcast. But, you know, the funny thing is, if you're listening to this right now, you've probably already figured that out.
Agreed.
Yeah. So.
Well, unless you have it on an iPod.
Fair enough. You can listen to it right in your browser.
So people are ripping off their iPods right now going, Damn it!
Why did I spend
stupid
$500 on this?
It's $500?
Well,
if
you want a video one.
We should charge $500
for one
podcast.
Shirt, and then we'd be out of the
exactly.
we'd be out of the hole.
The point again, buy a fucking t-shirt.
Buy a fucking t-shirt. You know, we speaking of the t-shirts, let's talk about this for a little bit. We absorb the shipping and handling.
Yes.
So the $20 cost isn't an enormous margin going to us. We just wanted to make it as easy as possible for people
right.
to order them.
Totally.
And it's a two-sided, three-color shirt.
Yeah.
So it was no bargain to have them made. $20 is a good price. And again, Mike, who did the logo,
unbelievable.
We love Mike, and you know we want to do as much as we can for Mike. So if you look in the left hand column, you'll see a link to Mike's website. He's an amazing designer,
really cool stuff,
especially for
yeah.
sports related designs.
Stuff too, yeah.
If you need that sort of thing, contact Mike. He's
I
the
was
man.
I was wearing when I went back to the trip to our nation's capital. I wore my Goonblog T-shirt,
uh-huh.
and the guy behind me tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Where'd you get that thing?"
Yeah,
and I said, "Well, it's actually my website." So we started talking, and it snowballed into name your favorite capital of all time, and his was Chris Simon, and I went with Lynn's own Tom Rowe. So
very nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the song "Name the Capitals" by Stompin' Tom Connors?
No.
Ottawa is a mighty good town. You never turn the maple leaf upside down. You never heard that?
No.
I'll email it to you, and then you can pretend to lie to me that you listened to it.
No, I will actually listen to it, but you know, MOL is.
She doesn't like Stompin' Tom.
She's devoutly against Stomp. She threatened me the other night. She called me out.
Because of Stompin' Tom Connors?
Yes.
That's not exciting. I need to have a chat with her.
Well, fine.
When I was in Toronto over the summer, I found a Stompin' Tom Connors live DVD.
Really?
It's upstairs. Perhaps I should lend that to you, and then you
sure.
can watch it.
Sure.
It's good stuff.
Could be the shortest engagement in history, but
yeah.
sure.
yeah, I could see the therapy session right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So what would you do? Are you guys not communicating? Is there a problem with the sex life?
No.
What's happening?
No.
It's Stompin' Tom.
It's Stompin' Tom. it's Stompin' Tom. Everything's great.
Everything's
except,
great.
Well, I hate Stompin' Tom Connors.
Well, you know, and we're gonna have to agree to disagree on that, honey, and move on. And
exactly.
And let's talk about our sex life.
I'm gonna flash him, Joe.
Oh, now
I'm gonna watch out that stinking aisle. I'm gonna open this faggot bathroom. I'm gonna wiggle it out.
I'm telling you, you better be prepared because when I yank it out, everybody in that audience, with the exception of my wife, is gonna be running for the exits.
Johnny Upton, modeling number 8.
Joe McGrath here. Just checking on Dunlop.
Well, listen, we're running over here. We want to keep you folks awake. We're gonna do our best to increase the frequency of these podcasts.
Yeah.
We're actually going to figure out a way to do it remotely, so we don't necessarily have to be in the same room. That would definitely help, I think.
Yeah.
And we don't like being in the same room together anyway.
No, not at all.
You know, because I start talking about the gays, and it gets a little creepy.
And
for
women's hockey.
And women's hockey.
Yeah.
And I have to wonder, you know.
Yeah.
Known you a long time. Not sure about you anymore.
Exactly. A little
I don't
bit.
Know what's,
little.
What's,
little
what's
off.
Happening here?
Yeah. A little off. So.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. And next time we might actually talk about hockey a little bit.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Eh?
Let's actually, you know, talk about fights and stuff.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
All right. Take it easy, folks.
Take care.